eminent domain.
That's 30-year Peoplestown resident Bertha Darden. She doesn't want to move.
Put up your deuce.
Her neighbor Tanya Washington wants to stay too.
The city of Atlanta has initiated a lawsuit against me and my neighbors. They right now own legal title to this house.
The fate of this block has been a flashpoint for 3 years now, since the city announced plans to build a rainwater retention pond there. The low-lying land, which sits amid some of Atlanta's notoriously screwed-up sewer lines, was the site of severe flooding in 2012.
This is a major situation that compromises public health.
That's Lillian Govis with the city's watershed department.
And while we're in a dry pattern right now, we know that through these climatic cycles, we're going to see wet weather again.
But after the 2012 flooding, Bertha Darden says Mayor Kasim Reed told her and other residents the city would fix the problems without them having to move.
2 years later, we got a letter asking us to give up our house. We're going to displace you.
She feels like the city is pushing her out to make room for development that will come with changes to nearby Turner Field. Senator Vincent Fort, who's running for mayor, joined the residents and protesters Thursday. He says the future of Peoplestown and Atlanta are linked.
It's going to determine whether this is a city that watches out for regular folk in neighborhood or billionaires in mega projects. This will tell the story.
The city's offered the residents 20% above market value for the properties. Darden and Washington say they've retained a lawyer and aren't budging. Lisa Hagan, WABE News.